Hello, all. I am Khadija Yvonne, and this is another podcast of Conversations with Yvonne. And thank you guys for tuning in. Big ups to all of my listeners out there. I really do appreciate you guys. Like, you guys have been rocking since Talks with Yvonne. And I'm telling you, I see the numbers going up. I see you guys listening. I see you guys participating. And I promise, I really appreciate you guys. But welcome to season 3 of Conversations with Yvonne, living your dreams. Yes, we are living our dreams regardless of what anyone says and how they coming across us. And today's episode is going to be so motivational to that person out there that been that go-getter. Yes, to that person out there that been that go-getter. Today's conversation with Yvonne is going to be so motivational for you. So I want to start off with a quote from Jay-Z. Jay-Z said, "People look at you strange, say you change, like you worked that hard to stay the same." The reason why I want to talk about this quote is because I am so tired of the narrative, of the moving in silence narrative, and basically sabotaging people because they want to celebrate their truth or celebrate what they have overcame or celebrate what they have done to be the person they are today. Now, I don't know if it was a thin line between jealousy or not liking the fact that you are not in a position that someone else is in, but we need to normalize allowing people to celebrate what they have done. Like, we didn't work that hard to stay the same. When you live in your dreams and you work hard, you need to water those flowers. You didn't work this hard to stay the same. You need to celebrate every single thing that comes across your path. Every single thing. Myself, I'm a hard worker myself. I'm an extremely hard worker. I work hard to the point to where I became burnt out, completely burnt out. And I couldn't get anything done, which wasn't healthy. I'm not gonna lie, it was not healthy. It wasn't. But we have to understand that when you put your body through that and your mind through that, just for a mental health check and a mental thing, your mind still needs celebration factors. It still needs positive rays and thoughts coming through you. So for all of my entrepreneurs and my people out there, and this is a motivational check, don't allow nobody to tell you not to celebrate your truth, okay? Don't allow nobody to tell you not to celebrate any accomplishment that you have done. Everything that you do, you need to pop bottles for it. I don't care if it's Andre. I don't care what it is. Whatever you do, you need to celebrate it. Because you need to get yourself in the mind and the mood of that self-love to say, hey, I can reward myself because I worked so hard to get to this point. You have worked so hard to get to that point. So you must celebrate it. As Black people, as people in general, we can't keep beating each other down like that because someone decides to celebrate. And the move in silence narrative and things like that. Like, allow people to celebrate what they have done because this is what they have done to get to where they are today. But that was just the motivation check for my entrepreneurs and everybody out there who need that form of motivation. But today I really want to talk about pushing through when it comes to entrepreneurship. The ins and outs, the reels of entrepreneurship. All right, so a lot of people get into wanting to become an entrepreneur. And I want to talk about three different factors when it comes to becoming an entrepreneur within the Black community. The first thing is the realness of entrepreneurship, the ups and downs of it, like what it's really like to be an entrepreneur. The second thing is taking your business seriously, not just saying you're an entrepreneur and know the difference between an entrepreneur and a hustler. And the third one is basically advertisement, presentation, not just with your business, but with yourself as well. How you carry yourself when it really doesn't matter, but how you carry yourself. That's why I want to talk about that too, because we set this standard of how entrepreneurs should carry themselves and things like that. But we need to understand that everybody is different and everybody is at different slopes when it comes to business. All right. So it's the business of it all. The business of it all. So let's start with the first topic, the ups and downs of entrepreneurship, the realness. And I'm gonna get real, real with y'all. Entrepreneurship is real. All right. The people that become entrepreneurs, you have to have thick skin to be an entrepreneur. It's not just, oh, I'm going to go out here and I'm just going to start flipping. No, you have to have thick skin to be an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurship is a lifestyle. It's you caring about what you have going on. It's you constantly researching to enhance your business and small business expansion to the point to where you become a big company. Anything can grow within entrepreneurs, especially Black entrepreneurs. Black businesses are up 100%. I mean, has skyrocketed because we have decided to finally invest in each other and take care of each other. And that's what I love so much about this millennial generation, because we have came together to really take care of each other. But we need to know the ups and downs of these things before you even enter into that door of saying you want to be an entrepreneur. First thing first, it is all or nothing. It is all or nothing. I'm going to be honest. From my experience and also seeing other people, I've seen so many people invest into these businesses and then they stop investing. They stop putting their money into it. They stop taking their time to make sure their business continues to grow. You have to think of an investment like a seed. And once you plant that seed, the next investment that you put into it is water. So in order for this business to grow, you have to keep watering that seed and watering that seed and investing. You can't just invest once and not invest anymore. Some people can, but as if some people can, they might blow up overnight. But you still have to reinvest regardless of any situations. Like, for instance, for my women with boutiques and my men out there who own lawn services, whatever you own, you have to reinvest. For instance, if you have a lawn service, I want to use this. You have a lawn service and you're mowing the grass. You still have to reinvest for that gas. Simple reinvestments make people want to shop with you. Simple enhancements make people want to buy from you. That's what make people want to invest their money into you, because they see you are investing your money into your business. And the presentation of it drives them to you. And I don't know why I keep using the lawn service, but let me use something else. Well, no, I want to use the lawn service. You have a lawnmower. You start off with an old regular lawnmower that you've been had, but you've been making so much money off cutting yards, and you're reinvesting that money from cutting yards into gas cans and all of that. And now you have raised enough money or made enough money to buy you a new lawnmower. Then you have raised enough money to buy you an actual trailer and a sign to put on the side of your truck. You have to keep investing into your business like it's your baby. You have to keep building and watering that business so people can look at it and see the beauty of it. And it's blooming and it's blossoming. People will see the beauty of it and they want to be involved in it. So entrepreneurs, understand that it's all or nothing when it comes to your businesses. You have to constantly invest into it. It's no laziness. It's none of that. You have two different bank accounts, one for your business, one for your personals. Use the business money to invest into the business. Another thing that I want to talk about the ups and downs of entrepreneurship is the startup of it. A lot of people don't talk about the startup and the financial part of it. And I feel we don't have enough financial literacy to really know about not going to the hole when you're trying to open a business. I'm not telling anyone that you should never go into a hole, because some people can take that risk, because entrepreneurship is taking risks. But I could give you some kind of guidelines from someone who has lost almost everything from opening a business and not having the financial part of it correct. So some guidelines I could give you is, first and foremost, make sure that you are saving from the job that you're already working if you can. If you want to even open something as simple as a small nail salon, not even just opening a nail salon, it could be an at-home nail salon, or you could be a traveling nail tech. Wherever you work, I don't care where you work. I don't care if you're making $7.50 an hour. Wherever you work, take the time to put up $20 or however much you can afford a time to invest into your business. Make sure you have that money put aside first so you won't take everything that you have from your personal account to invest into that business. That's something that I did. I took the risk. And I'm not going to lie with you. When it comes to risk, you learn a lot. The higher the risk, the more you learn. I'm going to be honest. But everybody don't need to be out here taking those risks because I'm not going to lie. Everybody don't have the same mental strength to deal with those risks. I just didn't know. But from not knowing, I know now. So everybody don't have the same journey. So what I'm saying is before you branch out to open a business from the ups and downs of it, you must be smart. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that everybody is going to go through losing a house, losing a car, losing all their money. You don't have to go through that. God gives us knowledge for a reason. God put other people through different obstacles for a reason to teach others who don't know to make heaven on earth. And it's okay. Now, I'm not telling you're not going to go through anything. Of course, you're going to face some adversity. Adversity is through anything when you want to become successful. But you must focus in on the fact that you have to get all the knowledge you can before you open these businesses. Because if you don't have any financial literacy, the business is going to clap anyway. So financial literacy is a big part of opening a business. Knowing everything you need to know about money and knowing the fact that my money is not my business money. Once I make that investment from my money, that business should run on its own. Then you must stay disciplined to pay yourself from your business and not spend your business down to the lowest terms. So that was another hint that I wanted to give you guys. All right, so that was enough about the ups and downs of entrepreneurship. Now I want you to talk about the difference between an entrepreneur and a hustler. All right? Entrepreneur is a business owner who seeks out to get different products to look for a profit. All right? Who invests into different avenues and different products seeking a profit. All right? But the difference of an entrepreneur and a hustler is an entrepreneur is going to keep at that same subject at the matter and it's going to keep investing and keep enhancing and keep enhancing and keeps enhancing. All right, so we know the difference. The entrepreneur is going to keep investing and keep enhancing in that certain product or that certain business to make sure that business is becoming what they want it to become. Now a hustler, on the other hand, a hustler is not going to reinvest. A hustler is not going to present the best product to you. They're going to present it to you like it is, and that's just what it's going to be. A hustler is someone who is just trying to make a quick dollar. Now, in the black market, it's a lot of entrepreneurs, but it's a lot of hustlers. Hustlers don't stick around for long. They just need it for this moment. And there's nothing wrong with side hustles as an entrepreneur, but you got to know the difference between entrepreneurship and hustling. And as entrepreneurs, we got to make sure our entrepreneurship doesn't look like a hustle. Because when real business owners and real customers come around, that gives you bad views. That's why it's so important to continue to invest into your businesses. To continue to invest into your businesses so you won't look like a hustler, like you're trying to hustle someone. And it's a lot of people out here who are just hustlers, and it kills the narrative of black businesses. They say, I'm not shopping with black businesses no more. But was that even a black business that you were shopping with in the first place? No, you were shopping with a hustler. You got hustled. So we must know as entrepreneurs as well to present our customers with such high quality product that they will know the difference between a hustler and an entrepreneur. They'll know, no, this is not right because I purchased this from this person and it didn't even look like that. It was not presented like that. That's why as black entrepreneurs, we must work hard to present our product in our small business. I don't care if you don't have a business building. But everywhere you go, you must have your advertisement on point. You must have your flyers on point. You must have your product being presented on point. As if when someone walks up to your table at these vending venues and at these events that you go to, they're going to think they at a real store. That's how hard you must work on your advertisement. And that's how hard you must work on reinvesting into your product and small business expansion. That's how hard you must work. You gotta work hard, guys. If you don't work hard, it's going to look terrible. So you gotta make sure you're not presenting yourself as a hustler. You're presenting yourself as a business owner and an entrepreneur. And one way that you can do that, and a big way that you could do that through, other than the background part of it with keeping your books and learning money management, like we said, one way you can do that through is advertisement. Don't put out no sloppy work when it comes to your business. Treat it like it's your baby. Your name is on this. Don't put out sloppy work. Don't put that out. If something is not working, you don't like it in your heart, you take your time before you put it out. Don't put out any sloppy business. Any sloppy business, don't put that out. Because everyone is looking. People are looking. People are critiquing you. People are looking to see what you're going to do next. Everyone is looking at what you have going on. So don't put out any sloppy business at all. Work your hardest when it comes to the development of your business and the advertisement of your business. Go buy business cards. Go buy tags for your clothing. Little stuff like that is good for advertisement. Give little incentives. Give customer loyalty points. That's good for advertisement as well, because word of mouth is big. Word of mouth is huge. And if you want to become an entrepreneur, you got to understand the ins and outs, the ups and downs, the financial part of it, as well as the advertisement of being a black-owned business. The odds were against us, but if we work hard, they're not against us. So I'm going to reiterate that then. The odds are against us, but if you work hard, they will not be against us. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to Conversations with Yvonne. I really do appreciate you guys again. I'm Khadija Yvonne, and this is another episode of Conversations with Yvonne. And thank you guys for tuning in. And remember, entrepreneurs, remember my beautiful black people out there, remember to always live your dreams. And when you make those accomplishments, understand that you didn't work this hard to stay the same. You're going to change. Level up, boss up, and become who you want to be. Have an awesome day, have an awesome week, and have a lit weekend. God bless you all, and be truly blessed throughout this whole season.